Welcome to the W5DI repeater, Little Rock, Arkansas.
This is the W5DI Little Rock repeater.
Good morning. PM
and 68 degrees.
Good afternoon.
From W5DI.
E5WLR monitoring.
K5WLR KB5SBP.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Dana, I just wanted to remove any doubt in your mind. I am up here on site and just standing by waiting for something to pop up. We'll be here.
Dave, I appreciate that. Mark will be there shortly before 5. KC5FWE will be there at 6. And I'll come in and close. So we've got it covered. I hope you brought some reading material. Doesn't seem to be too exciting right now.
No, it's kind of quiet, but when it comes to storms, that's the way we like it. KB5SBP.
This is the W5DI Little Rock repeater.
Good afternoon.
Dave, I really do appreciate you being there. KB5SBP, KE5WLR Mobile.
KC5X Mobile, downtown Little Rock.
Good afternoon, station. Are you ready for a little bumpy ride if it hits?
Yeah, I guess we got some bad weather coming in, 5 or 6 o'clock. There's thunderstorm warnings up in southwestern Missouri. Looks like that's what we're going to be getting.
Roger, I got a fellow chaser down there in Mississippi and stuff, and they're already on the road heading up this way. They're going to try to help us out a little bit.
Set up a weather watch tonight?
Roger, sir. I'll be full tank of gas and ready to rock and roll with camera system and report systems rolling.
Running our net tonight, will that be Danny KE5WLR or Daryl AE5WX?
Probably be Danny. I haven't heard Daryl do it in a while. Alright, Chief. Sorry I jumped out there. I had to make sure that my other frequency got through for the weather people. Semi-3 is my man. I got some setting up to do, and you be careful. I'll hear you on the airways.
Very see you, Mike. KC5X monitoring.
Five PM
and 68 degrees.
Good afternoon.
From W5EI.
ESQ Terry, go ahead.
Where are you on the road? Are you home yet?
Dave Ward and Equity Drive in front of Axiom. Go ahead.
Thank you from here. I'm just coming up on Dave Ward on the interstate. The drive was surprisingly easy today.
I'm very surprised at how light the traffic was, especially with all this weather coming in.
Rumors about the weather, are they having tornadoes west of us yet?
Heard of anything, but I spent most of my afternoon trying to build a ballon for some radios we have there at work. So I haven't looked in quite a while. The last time I looked, there's a little bit of trailing into the tail of the storm that's moving in, which is barely entering northwest Arkansas. That's been a few hours ago.
The watch on my weather radio iPhone app for Dardanelle, so for the Dardanelle area, I thought that was coming off.
It's kind of been a recurring theme. As I said, it's going to be a fast-moving storm. So it was a couple hours ago. It was in northwest Arkansas. Now it being in Dardanelle, you know, that's conceivable for sure.
AIV.
You from KF5 LNC. Go ahead.
Thought I'd let everybody know that the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch effective until 2 a.m. for pretty much the entire Little Rock County warning area. So they have issued a tornado watch until 2 a.m. KD5 AIV.
KD5 AIV, KF5 LNC, appreciate the update. Do you anticipate weather watch net being brought up this evening and or a Skywarn net?
We are prepared for Skywarn, but probably will not actually activate until we start having warnings within the county warning area. So that's what we're waiting on. KD5 AIV.
Now, either way, you're going to be at Andy's in the morning, right?
Yes, sir. I will be there. I will be there. KD5 AIV.
Oh, man, well, I think me and the wife are going to go out to eat this evening over at Logan's here in Conway. So we'll be out and about. Probably going to take my car, so if we do a little bit of spotting, I'll be able to radio it in. I'll be monitoring pretty much all evening. So if you need me, holler at me. Otherwise, I'll be hollering at y'all. KF5 LNC.
W5EI repeater.
6 p.m. 6 p.m.
And 64 degrees.
Good evening.
From W5EI.
ARK, WX1DX. WX1DX, KF5 LFQ.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my man, I was just calling. Quick hello to you and see what you're up to this evening.
Now, kind of hopping, Mike. A buddy of mine are out to look at some weather this evening.
Roger, roger. I just got back from Cabot. Be cruising towards Little Rock and headed towards Conway here a little bit, kind of watching the front from this side. I don't know if our radar's right, but it looks like it's coming out of that direction.
Roger.
All right, my man. I'll let you get going. I'll see what you're doing through next week or this week, and see if you can see me on ARPS website later on this week or next week, and if I'm transmitting my packets or not, you know, I'm able to receive text messages. So, anyway, 73, just be careful out there, and we'll keep our eyes on the sky.
5 SBR with priority traffic.
Go ahead, Shane.
Mark, we're up here just north of Stuttgart looking northwest. Troy says about 4 miles, what was it, Troy? 4 miles west of the Stuttgart airport. We're seeing a lowering and we're seeing an appendage coming from it, but we're not sure what we're looking at. It's highlighted by lightning and it's off in the distance.
Well, I'll go see what they're seeing and let you know in a minute. K5 AIV.
Yeah, 5 SBR. Certainly not going to use the T word, but it's definitely lower than the base of the storm, so it bears looking at. KF5 SBR clear.
AC5XV from M5 at DBC.
KF5LFQ information. Lone Oak County and Berry County now have a severe thunderstorm warning, so y'all be careful in those areas. KF5LFQ.
Michael, we got a weather one snap up or something? I didn't mean to be interfering with anything.
We're about to.
We just got a couple people out helping out, but I just got the text from the weather service. They put a warning out for Lone Oak and Perry County, so it's definitely coming our way. Let's hope it doesn't get too bad.
That's my word, get edge out here on Teacup Road. I'll keep an eye out. It's my DBC, thanks.
N5 to USA Marketing.
AIV. Shane, are you there?
5 AIV, KF5 SBR. Just so you know, the appendage does not look to be anything that's rotating, but there is definitely a lowering coming from that cloud. What is the Weather Service saying?
They think you're seeing the leading part of the storm they just issued a warning for. They did just issue a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:15 p.m. for east central Lone Oak and southern Prairie counties in central Arkansas. And the storm is located 4 miles west of Parker's Corner or 11 miles southeast of Lone Oak, moving east at 35. So they think that's what you're seeing, and they did issue that warning. And if everyone will stand by and give us a few minutes to swap around frequencies and such, we'll bring up Skywarn. KD5 AIV.
Skywarn weather net is up. Please wait 10 seconds. Link system ready.
This is Net Control at the National Weather Service in North Little Rock to repeat what we had on 9-4, but not on the link system yet. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Lone Oak and southern Prairie counties until 7:15 p.m. At 6:41, thunderstorm 4 miles west of Parker's Corner headed east. Please stand by for a tornado warning. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for central Grant County until 7:15 p.m.
At 6:45, Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This severe storm was located 2 miles north of Thiel, or 11 miles west of Sheridan, moving east at 25. Again, that's a tornado warning for central Grant County until 7:15 p.m. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Mark, you take a check-in. This might do anything.
Stand by, Dan. We've got another tornado warning coming.
KF5LFQ, already got it. Standing by.
All right, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Southern Prairie, West Central Monroe, and East Central Lone Oak until 7:30. At 6:45, weather spotters reported a funnel cloud. There's a thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, and the storm is located near Parker's Corner, 13 miles west of Hazen. It's moving east at 35, and in the path of this tornado would be Hazen and Duval's Bluff and Clarendon. So folks in Southern Prairie, West Central Monroe, and East Central Lone Oak counties, tornado warning until 7:30 p.m. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
Second phone, this is KF5LPG in Eastern Lone Oak County. We are heading south on Highway 11. We're out of view of this storm to our west.
That KF5LPG.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Lima Papa Zulu.
And your name, please?
James Ryan, 11 at quarter 5 at this point.
I need your name and location again, slowly, please, so that we can log this quarter size. Did you say quarter size or pea size?
This is James Bryant on Highway 11 heading south, and it was pea size hail.
Approximate mileage or something out of what town you're out of on Highway 11?
Near Thomas Reservoir Lake number 2.
All I got was Lake number 2.
Do you
have a
possible relay?
Go.
I believe he said aquatic reservoir, lake number 2. I heard that.
Not something we can find on a map.
Roger that. Go ahead and check me in, Mark. KF5, do you check clear?
Calling, please come back slowly with your call sign and name.
Foxtrot 5, Oscar, Bravo, Sierra, KF5, OBS, Sebastian, Toronto, no traffic.
Alright, we've got you lost, Sebastian. Calling net control.
I'm not sure if he is here, Mark. I'm approximately 1 mile east of Coy on 165, and I have a funnel cloud northeast of me, approximately 4 to 5 miles.
Would be the funnel cloud?
Yeah, I'm 1 mile east of Coy, and the funnel cloud's going to be northeast of me about 4 to 5 miles. Like due west of Stuttgart Airport.
Noting that, and we'll turn it in. Appreciate it. KD5 AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
KD5 AIV, KF5 DOJ. If you need my location, I'm going to be at my home QTA until further notice.
Got you on the log, Justin.
Hotel Sierra Uniform, Chris in North Bull Rock, located just down the hill from the VA hospital.
Gotcha, thank you, Chris.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 5, Romeo Echo India, Mark, about a half mile from Lake Mobile.
Station calling net control, go ahead. Numbers again, please.
Highway 11 at County Road 9.
All right, now I'm I'm seeing Highway 11 in Prairie County. I don't see Highway 11 in Lone Oak County. Are you saying you're in Lone Oak County? Got it noted. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
Can you please check in Kilo, Foxtrot 5, Oscar, Zula, Alpha, David, and Little Rock?
Got you, David. Thank you.
Control, please check in. Kilo, Foxtrot 5, Golf, Zulu, November, Ted, and Hazen.
Name again, please.
Name is Ted, Tango, Echo, Delta, and Hazen.
Got you logged, Ted. Thank you.
Control, W5SUB.
W5EST, this is Jim.
Stand by, folks. Richard, let me get you on the log.
Roger.
Station, come back again.
I'm through.
W5EST, handle is Jim.
What's your location, Jim?
In Little Rock near Hall High School.
Got you on the law. Appreciate it.
Rockford Hall High School.
Got it, Jim. Thank you.
Net control.
Skywarn.
KB5LLP. Joanne in West Little Rock. No traffic.
Got you, Joanne. Thank you.
KD5AIV N2OA. It's Rich in Benton. Actual location 500 feet northwest of mile marker 120 on I-30. No traffic.
Got you, Rich. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
KD5AIV from N5DBC.
Go ahead, Dan.
Mark, I'm over here with the nav. It's got just a second. Lock me down at Chicut Road and Man Road. I'll be here at about 10 p.m.
NFI DBC. All right, got it, Dan. Thank you.
Net control, please check in AF5 BYO, landing in cabin.
Is that Lanny with an A or Lenny with an E?
That's Lanny with an A.
Got you on the log. Thank you.
IVIV, KF5FBR.
Go, Shane.
Mark, we're seeing, we're just out of the Stuttgart Airport, heading north. We're looking out between Hazen and Duval's Bluff, and we are fairly certain we're still seeing a wall cloud out there. It's still a very definite lowering. Negative on any funnels, though, at this time, but we're headed up that direction and hopefully stay as safe as possible.
That was between Hazen and what now?
Skywarn.
Say 8 miles north-northeast of the Stuttgart Airport between Hazen and Duval's Bluff.
All right, transferring that to a report form now. Appreciate it. Let us know what that looks like as you get closer. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
Net Control, did you get a KF5LFQ for Plass County?
No, I didn't. You must have doubled with somebody, but I will log it now. Where in Pulaski County?
I'm on the interstate heading towards Conway, sir. 67167.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Roger. Sorry about that one if I did. I'm just trying to get used to this APR system, keying in it every time I try to.
KF5LNC, check me into the log in Conway. No information for the net.
This is KD5AIV with Arkansas Skywarners, the National Weather Service. Just a reminder that most of the entire state except the far south and all of the county warning area from this weather forecast office is under a tornado watch until 2 a.m. KD5AIV.
Skywarn.
KD5AIV, KC5F.
Go ahead, Chris.
KD5AIV, please check in Kilo Charlie 5 X-ray at 8400 block of Campbell Road in Little Rock. I am able to move the spotters around Western Florida. I'm also on KDRF, KD5AIV.
All right, Chris, got you. Appreciate it. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
5AIV. 5, you boy.
Stand by one, Michael. The National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Cleburne, southeastern Searcy, southwestern Stone, and northern Van Buren counties in central Arkansas until 8 p.m. at 7:12. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Storm was located 2 miles northwest of Woolham or 12 miles south of Marshall, moving east at 55. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 p.m. for northwestern Cleburne, southeastern Searcy, southwestern Stone, and northern Van Buren counties. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service. Go ahead, Michael.
Mark, please check me in the net. I'm going to be going out R Street towards East End. Check in the net. And 5MOE, thank you.
Got Got you. Thank you.
This is KC5FWE with Arkansas Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect for Southern Prairie, West Central Monroe, and Extreme East Central Lono counties until 7:30 p.m. Take cover now, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, and avoid windows. Locations in or near the path of this developing tornado include Hazen, Duval's Bluff, Clarendon, Stuttgart Municipal Airport. Again, this is a tornado warning that remains in effect for Southern Prairie, West Central Monroe, and Extreme East Central Lono counties until 7:30 p.m. This is KC5FWE with Arkansas Skywarn.
Control, please check in. Kilo, Fife, Gulf, Sierra Lima. First name is Greg. I'm mobile, Highway 40, Little Rock to Conway. I will advise when I get to Conway.
Skywarn.
Stand by on that. I'll need to repeat, but I've got a warning first. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a tornado warning. Again, that's a tornado warning for West Central Jefferson and East Central Grant counties until 7:45. At 7:17, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. The storm was located 7 miles east of Sheridan. Shows the storm was moving east at 35. Again, that is a tornado warning for East Central Jefferson and East Central Grant. West Central Jefferson and East Central Grant until 7:45. KD5 AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service. Now, station on the way to Conway, if you'll come back again with your call sign phonetically, first name, and you're on I-40.
Net control, Kilo, Fife, Gulf, Sierra Lima. First name is Greg, Gulf Romeo, Echo Gulf.
All right, Greg, got you. Thank you. KD5 AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Net control, this is KF5OZA with an updated location for you when you're ready.
Go, David.
I am in Maumel, just off of I-40.
Got it. Thanks. KD5 AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
KD5 AIV, this is Kilo Charlie 5, Juliet, Uniform, Quebec. Neil, Mobile 430 southbound en route to Alexander. KC5 JUQ Mobile.
Got you, Neil. Thank you.
Alpha Foxtrot
5 Echo India, Gulf Conway County. Got you, Jim. Thank you. KD5 AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
Net control.
Gotcha. Thanks, Tim.
Net Control, Alpha Echo 5, November Whiskey.
Go ahead, Pat. What's your location?
Good evening, Mark. Please check me in from my home, UTH, here in the city of Conway, Faulkner County, just behind the high school off of Prince Street, 85W.
Got it. Thank you. What's your first name, please?
Adam.
All right, Adam, got you on the log. Show you 365 Palarm Creek. The National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a tornado warning for East Central Prairie and Central Monroe counties until 8:15 p.m. 7:21. Trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud, and weather radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. Storm was located 3 miles south of Pepper's Landing or 5 miles west of Clarendon, moving east at 35. Again, that's a tornado warning for East Central Prairie and Central Monroe counties until 8:15 p.m. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, the National Weather Service. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cleveland, southern Jefferson, and northwestern Lincoln counties until 8 p.m. at 7:31. Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging wind in excess of 60 miles per hour. Storm was located 2 miles southwest of Kedron or 5 miles north of Risen, moving east at 40. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cleveland, southern Jefferson, and northwestern Lincoln counties until 8 p.m. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, the National Weather Service.
Control.
Skywarn.
Please check in Kilo Mike 5, Oscar, November Alpha, Mona, and West Little Rock, Mobile, on 430 North.
Got you, Mona. Thank you. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Question.
Go ahead, Benjamin.
Is it okay to check in at this time?
Yeah, go ahead. I've got you. What's your location?
Exit 121 Alcola Road, exit on the eastbound side in Saline County.
All right, I've got you. Thank you. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn. Have an update from the National Weather Service. The tornado warning remains in effect for East Central Prairie and Central Monroe counties until 8:15 p.m. At 7:40, radar was tracking a confirmed tornado, confirmed by trained spotters. The tornado was located 5 miles east of Clarendon, moving east at 30. Again, the tornado warning for Central Prairie and Central Monroe counties remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. 85 AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service. Arkansas Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for west central Bradley, southern Calhoun, and extreme southeastern Ouachita counties until 8:15 p.m. At 7:40, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located 5 miles north of Callion, or 9 miles northeast of Norflett, moving east at 40. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for west central Bradley, southern Calhoun, and extreme southeastern Ouachita counties until 8:15 p.m. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
KF5OZA.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and secure for the night.
All right, sir, we appreciate you being there, and we'll show you off the log. KD5AIV. Go, Shane.
Something else to get them to look at. We're seeing something we believe to be a funnel about 7 miles south-southwest of the city of Stuttgart. We're going to keep an eye on it, let you know if we see anything further. If you look on the map there between Arkansas 152 and Arkansas 343, kind of in that area.
All right, we will turn that into him. Appreciate it. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
KD5AIV, KF5FBR. We're seeing a lot of inflow going into it here, and I think that kind of confirms what we were seeing. Just let them know that.
All right, they're taking a look at it. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
KD5AIV, this is
KC5, KUQ.
Skywarn.
Go ahead, Neil.
Show me destination Salem and requesting permission to secure.
I appreciate it. Looks like you may still have some rain to go, but doesn't look like there's anything severe behind you there. Appreciate it, Neil. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Thanks. I may check back in later, but I'm checking out for the time being. If anything gets really bad after that. KC5, KQ. Thanks, Mark.
Station calling net control. This is KC5FWE, Arkansas Skywarn. Unable to copy. If you can try again, please.
Net control relay, KE5WLR.
KE5WLR, go ahead.
Skywarn.
Steve, that was Jim, AF5EI, portable up in Conway County. I believe he said that the EOC was shut down for the night and was securing his station.
Okay, thank you for the relay, Danny. And AF5EI, you have permission to secure. Thank you for your assistance this evening, Jim. KC5FWE, Arkansas Skywarn.
Control, KE5REI, please check out.
Skywarn.
All right, Mark, appreciate it. We'll show you marked off the log here. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Controlled from WAAUVO.
WA8UVL, go ahead.
I've been away from the radio and the media there a little bit. Is there another band moving in behind this last one?
Where are you located?
Currently on 67 between Cabot and Jacksonville, headed north.
There's a little cluster of storms kind of up north of Conway that might clip you if they spread far enough south, but they don't seem to be too concerned about it being very severe, although there has been some hail and stuff out of part of that, but that's about it.
Thank you very much. I'll monitor frequency there and talk to you home there, baby. Thank you much. Over to AAC Bill.
Yeah, if you're headed as far out as BB, it may well catch you as it crosses over, but it should just be a good thunderstorm, and that's about it. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn. National Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Clark, northwestern Dallas, and southeastern Hot Spring County until 9 p.m. At 8:32, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, located near Cato Valley, or 4 miles north. Cato Valley, or 4 miles north of Arkadelphia, moving east at 55. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for east central Clark, northwestern Dallas, and southeastern Hot Spring County until 9 p.m. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
Skywarn.
Control, this is RLQ.
Go ahead, Benjamin.
Like Spring County might have dodged a bullet, so I guess if it permits, I don't know if it permits or not yet, but if it permits, do you want me to go ahead and secure my station?
We don't see anything behind you. That's not to say something couldn't pop up, but it looks pretty darn clear behind you. So, yeah, you might as well secure.
Yeah, so what are the odds of anything refiring?
Not very high.
Position, and I'll be monitoring throughout the evening to make sure nothing else besides the fire. So this is KD5RLQ, standing by monitoring.
All right, Benjamin, we'll show you out on the log, and you can listen until we shut down. But there's not much behind you, or there's nothing behind you. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
KD5AIV, KF5LFQ.
Michael.
Roger, sir. I just got back from the cabin area. I'm going to go ahead and secure for the evening, but I will be monitoring if needed back at Jacksonville, sir.
All right, Michael, thank you. And we'll show you out of the net. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Mark. Locked up, been secure for the evening.
All right. Thank you for being out there, and we'll show you out on the log. Appreciate it. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Control, W5SUB.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, how does it look? It's getting close to my bedtime, but if you have something anticipated to come in, I'll stick around. Over.
Looks pretty empty to the west of you, so I think bedtime sounds good.
Okay. I'll monitor here as I'm getting ready for bed, but if you need me, holler. And you've got my phone number. If something really big comes up, get me up. W5SUB is signing.
All right. Thank you, Richard. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn at the National Weather Service.
KD5AIV, N5 MOE.
Go ahead, Michael.
Please, sir, log me out. It's bedtime, and I'm going to go to bed here. Have a good night, N5 MOE.
Thank you, Michael. We show you out on the log. KD5AIV.
KD5LLP, I'm checking out here if it's okay with you.
All right, Joanne, thank you for being out there this evening. We'll show you out on the log. KD5AIV.
Thank you. KD5LLP.
Yeah, looks like a little bit of rain in your area, but anything that might boom very much is kind of to your northeast already. Appreciate it. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Good job, you guys. 85 and no one's clear.
Go ahead, Michael.
Roger, sir. Do you have radar in front of you, sir?
Yeah.
Roger. I'm showing a little red cell of heavy rain. Is that heading towards Searcy, or is that going to kind of go up the way, sir?
Well, I can't quite tell. It's kind of got a tail on it. Cersei may get some rain or something out of it, but that should be about it.
Roger, sir. Okay, sorry about the silly question. For some reason, my little laptop here in the car has quit moving the radar. So, well, I'll secure it. Wonderful job, sir. Sorry I bothered you. KF5LFQ, clear.
That last station pretty well down in the scratches. Try it again, please.
Tech Control, Kilo Charlie 5 X-ray. Chris from West Little Rock, requesting permission to clear the station.
All right, Chris, got you that time. We'll show you out. Appreciate it. KD5AIV. Arkansas Skywarn, National Weather Service.
Cool. Appreciate it. Have a good night. 7375 FJC.
Skywarn.
This is Arkansas Skywarn at the National Weather Service in North Little Rock. At this time, almost all the activity is down in extreme southeast Arkansas. We're going to close the Skywarn net at this time. Want to thank everyone for being out there and for participating. We'll shut down, and in just a moment, I'll enter the codes and set the repeaters back to their normal use. KD5AIV, Arkansas Skywarn.
Good night, appreciate it. We're almost back home, and nothing but leave to have a good night in 5A or came over.
The Little Rock System Skywarn Weather Net is over. Please wait 10 seconds.